Here's another great moment from The Journey. Weekday mornings on UCB's Vision Radio Network. Find out more at vision.org.au.
You're on Australia's Vision Radio Network with Matt and Karen on The Journey, and it is time to announce the winner of the Mother's Day Giveaway 2013. Let's see if we can get them on the phone right now.
That's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. It's Matt and Karen from Vision Radio. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We're just calling up because you sent through this beautiful poem to us at our radio station. And
yes, I did.
We were so impressed. We thought it was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, just before, we were chatting with the runner-up, the person who came second in this great Mother's Day giveaway. And, you know, they were so grateful for the prize that they won.
Yeah.
And we've had an expert panel that have been reading through these poems, judging all the best ones, and you know, there's one, Amanda, that just came out the best poem that we could find. Did you have any idea who that might be?
No.
Just get to the point, Matt. Amanda, you're the winner, honey. We'd love to give you first prize for our Mother's Day competition on Vision Radio.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Well done. How do you feel?
I'm shocked, actually. I'm standing in Woolies and I'm just very shocked.
Well, in your shock, just remember your mum, Hillary. Does she live near you, with you? What part of the country is she in?
No, she's in Brisbane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm in central Queensland, so she's about 7 hours away.
Ah.
And what part of central Queensland are you in?
Billawheeler.
Billawheeler, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we're just so impressed with the poem. It's just a beautiful poem, and we thought we'll have to share it with our listeners while we're chatting to you on the phone now. Do you know it off the top of your heart by any?
No, I don't.
So, how do you feel if Matt was to read this out, just in case Hillary's listening?
That would be lovely.
Okay.
That would be lovely.
All right. Well, how about I read it out so the listeners know how good your poem is, eh?
Okay.
So this is the poem that Amanda wrote for her mum, Hillary. And Hillary, if you're listening, this is for you, mum. Here we go. It says, "My mum is a wonderful mum. She is kind and loving and true. She is sincere and thoughtful and giving. She is beautiful the whole way through. I know my mum really loves me, not because of anything I've done. It's just because she made me, just like the way God loved his son. I want my mum to know she is loved, not for all that she's done, to know that Jesus died for her so that she and he could be one. I want to be with her in heaven when God finally calls us there. My prayer is that she knows Jesus and can commit to him at her every care." Isn't that beautiful,
That's
hey?
That's gorgeous. Very well written, Amanda. Well done.
Thank you.
And as a result, what we'd love to give you to pass on to your mum is a Kindle e-reader jam-packed with 10 Aussie Christian fiction novels. Three of them are from the Resolution series by Rose D. There's also a compilation novel, including Rose D, called The Greenfield Legacy, and six others as well, historic fiction, contemporary fiction. We've got this great, beautiful little red cover to go with it and a screen guard, and basically we just need to have them downloaded, ready for your mum to sit back, put her feet up and enjoy.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I'm sure she'll love that.
And what are your plans for Mother's Day?
Church, and then we're going to have lunch with my other mother, my mother-in-law, so that will be nice. Yeah.
Well, congratulations and happy Mother's Day, and God bless from all of us here at Vision.
Thank you very much.
Like what you've just heard? There's more great podcasts, or you can listen to us live at vision.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation of any amount will help us continue connecting faith to life. Learn more or donate today at vision.org.au.